Tula Kelly Sturzaluski. This is everything we have. We don't have any pending referrals here. Is that correct?
That is correct, Madam Chair.
Is there anything unusual that we need to know?
These are all straight with no committee substitutes or pre-approvals on the House.
Senator Kelly?
You want a motion?
Madam Chair, I move SCR 59. 124, HB 124, 141, 204, 225, 235, 268, 419, 435, 402, 478, 499, 566, HCR 16, and HCR 56, and House Bill 580, be chaired at the Rules Committee Chair's discretion, be calendared at the Rules Committee Chair's discretion.
And
you have a question on 435. What is it? HB 435.
Public officers and employees. Who has a question? You have a question.
I have a question. I just don't know what to do with it.
It's Max's bill. If you want somebody to speak to it, I can answer the question.
Just tell me briefly what it is.
There was it defines employees of public servants as public servants for purposes of the criminal law. There was a case last year. There was a case last year at Fairbanks where a person contracting with the Division of Corrections to provide counseling at the prison was offered a bribe, and the court held that she couldn't be convicted of accepting a bribe because she was not herself an employee of the state, but was employed by someone who was contracting with the state. So this defines this or adds a provision to the statute, so that kind of case can get picked up.
We'll bring them under. Would bring a contractor under.
A contractor and the contractor's employees when they're carrying out those funds.
Okay. Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Any other business come for the Rules Committee? Not the Rules Committee.